You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody. We're glad. We're great. And we are back at American Social. I want to thank our friends at Emerald Creek Capital for inviting us over. And we're sitting here with the head of Emerald Creek Capital here in South Florida and one of the top guys. You're a founder, aren't you, Mike?
We started the company in 2009.
All right. Well, Mike, why don't you tell us a little bit about what goes on here at the happy hours? It looks like a whole bunch of people here. Who are they?
Yeah, it's actually a combination. We have a lot of mortgage brokers, borrowers. We have some service people. Pretty much just a big group of people doing all things commercial real estate. And it's a good way for everyone to come together, mingle, have some drinks, and do some deals and get to know each other a little bit better.
Well, I see my friend Barry, the lawyer, over there. There's Howard, the broker. And, of course, let's see who else we got. We got some lenders here, too, I've seen. And then you're also a lender. Tell me a little bit about where you guys fit in on the capital stack. When would somebody call you guys?
We generally focus on short-term bridge loans. So most of the time people are calling us because they either have something time-sensitive, they have to close a loan in a week or two, or there's some value-add component. We do a lot of rehab. Those types of deals that for whatever reason you can't go to City National and get a loan.
Well, so seems like that's a market that continues to grow and evolve. What are you seeing as a trend? Are you seeing more people needing this in the future as the banks continue to switch the way they operate? Who's the person that calls you?
It's a combination. We do a lot of business with mortgage brokers. So, we're one area that they can go to, for borrowers that need something short term. And as these banks tend to tighten, or they've been tightening up their lending parameters, we can step in and do the deals that they're no longer doing.
So tell me about the last deal you closed. Can you share some of the details with us?
Yeah, we actually just did a deal up in North Palm on a vacant 70,000 square foot retail center. And, a lot of lenders would be turned off by the vacancy, but it was really in a great location, surrounded by fully occupied retail centers. This particular one was owned by a huge national retailer that intended to make it an owner-occupied space for their company. They scrapped the project, and our borrower swooped in to buy it. He had to close in 2 weeks, and he's going to bring it back to its original use, which is multi-tenant retail.
So that sounds great. So you do retail, you do apartments, office?
We do. We don't do a lot of apartments because, there is more conventional financing for that type of stuff unless it happens to be vacant. Office, we do a lot of mixed use, different properties, but we lend all over the state of Florida as well as, all over the country.
So I see all these guys coming in and making, funny faces and mugging at you. Seems like they like you.
I try to, it's not just about business. It's about actually being friends with the people you work with. So, it's important that it's one of the reasons we do this happy hour. And, we want everyone to come out and have a good time and, forget about being in an office all the time and just, get out and have some fun.
Well, last time we were in Wynwood, this time we're in Brickell on the Water. My gosh, you're going to have to take your marketing people are going to have a pretty hard time topping these locations. And this one's got great attendance with great folks. I see a whole bunch of people I've done deals with, I've worked with. You got family office guys here, everything. So what prompted you to come into this market? You moved here from New York. What's your background? Tell a little bit about yourself.
I did. I moved from here, from New York, down to South Florida in 2015. For me, my background is in bridge lending. We started Emerald Creek in 2009. Before that, I was with another large bridge lender. And so it's really all I've done. But we like the market in South Florida. We saw an opportunity for us to lend more money from our funds. And we really had a hard time finding somebody to open the office for us. So, for me personally, I had had enough of living in Manhattan. And, I sort of raised my hand and said, guys, if you want a Florida office, I'm going to go open it.
Yeah, that's really terrific. You know, we get a lot of great, smart, strong-willed people from New York. It really helps everything move along here. Well, what do you know? I'm one of them, too. I moved here in 1969. I dated myself there. But in any event, so, Mike, you rotate the events from county to county. Your next event is going to be where?
Our next event is going to be in West Palm, and then we'll do one in Orlando in conjunction with the ICSC conference that's coming up that a lot of people go to.
So I'll be at that one, and please do me a favor. Make the one in Palm Beach close enough to the new Brightline so I can have fun and go up there on the Brightline.
It'll be right by the Brightline. Actually, you make a good point. We should probably mention to people when we send out the invite that you can just get off the train and walk.
That's exactly right. In fact, I'm really looking forward to that. I don't know if it's going to be my first meeting that I'm going to do that. I'm pushing all my friends up in West Palm to invite me up there for lunch. The way I look at it is I want to leave, I don't know, around 10 o'clock, get up there. I don't even know what time you get. I don't know how that all works. Have you rode the train yet?
I haven't. I'm looking forward to it. I haven't looked at the schedule. I think they haven't been running at night yet.
Oh, I guarantee you they have. I hear the horn starting at around 6:30 in the morning, and I hear it like at 10:30 at night. They're running at night, guaranteed.
Okay. So that's good to know.
We're going to do one of these trips on a boat, too, maybe. And maybe you could do the January one and do it off of a marina on a boat. You know, I think that guy Howard Taft knows how to do that.
I think he probably does.
Listen, Mike, I want to thank you so much for having us here and helping us out and giving us the good exposure here. I want to thank you so much. And, of course, if there's ever anything we can do other than sending you a deal, which we continue to – I did call you on my last deal.
You did. That's right.
All right. So we're trying here, Mike. We're trying. I want to thank you so much for having us and for bringing us in front of all the great people. I got all these people I know, all these people I don't know, too. So it's a really good event. Mike, one last thing. If people want to find you, they want to do business with Emerald Creek, how do they do that?
The best way to do it is just shoot me an email. So my email is just mike@emeraldcreekcapital.com. That's the best way to get me.
Oh, sounds like a straightforward email for a straightforward guy. Not a lot of words, but a lot of good money and a lot of business sense. Mike Cleary, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. Hey, send Howard over here for a second. Howard Taft. I want to talk to Howard Taft for a minute. Come in here, Howard. Howard's a rare bird. Howard's a season ticket holder for the Marlins. We're going to talk to Howard Taft about what he likes to do in his spare time. Howard, how you doing with the Marlins? You liking the Marlins games? What's going on?
I love it. I'm going Monday night to the San Francisco game, bringing another friend of mine. So I enjoy going because every week I take a different client, a different friend. So I thank Jim for being a partner with me in the tickets, even though I'm a small component.
He's an important component. We can't do without you, Howard.
No, but I love the guy. I love the food. I love the kosher food.
Yeah, he's so funny. Listen, Howard, I'm going to ask you a question. Can you stick around for a couple minutes and talk capital markets after the break?
Yes.
All right, good. I had to poke you to say yes. I'm glad you are. Wanda, how are you doing? How's Fluffy? Is Fluffy missing me there? What's going on?
Oh, he's been asking about you all afternoon.
I really miss him. You know, I'm giving him all those doggy kisses, and I'm starting to miss that stuff.
Oh, he didn't brush his teeth this morning. You're missing nothing today. I like how you're calling yourself a hyper-local expert. I like that.
Well, that's what we are, Wanda.
You are a hyper-local.
I am a hyper, and I am a local expert.
That's just wonderful.
I am.
I'm liking
and
that.
The other thing is that, Wanda, I'm also an entertainer. And
yes,
you help
you
me
are.
Do that. In fact, without you, I'm not as good an entertainer.
I wouldn't say that.
No, come on now. You helped set me up real good.
All right.
Okay, so listen, you got a good bump to send in, a good little something to send us into the next break at? You got something to make folks
laugh? I think I do. I'm glad you've got a guest there. Is he coming up next?
Yeah, we're going to see if Howard's going to come. He's kind of floating around. He may come back. He may not come back.
He seemed like he wasn't convinced.
He wasn't. He actually got up and walked away. He wanted to talk about the Marlins, not really about business. He really loves the Marlins. You know, the Marlins do have an incredible core of fans that enjoy going to the games and have a great time at the games.
How are they doing?
I love going. It helps me relax.
Yes. Are you watching any soccer? I mean, football?
Only on other people's TVs because I'm very disappointed if the Americans didn't win, didn't get in there. I am going to watch. I am going to wear my shirts that I have. I have a whole bunch of dry fit soccer shirts from all the different teams that I've watched and liked in the past. Brazil. I got Argentina.
Uh-huh.
Colombia. All of them guys. I got them all. I got a whole bunch of shirts. How are you? I'm getting waves now. I love getting waves.
Oh, I'm very excited.
I get waves and double takes. That's terrific. Of course, there are double takes in the business mode because it's somebody I've done business with.
I love seeing my name get scrolled across the sidelines every now and then. It's kind of cool.
It will. And hey, Wanda, how are we doing about wrapping that card? Did you get with Gary on that?
You know, I called him and left him a message today. I've gotten a hold of him, but he hasn't called back, so we'll see what happens.
Okay, well, I saw you were exchanging emails.
Oh, yeah.
Did he not send you one that works yet?
I don't know. He wanted me to call him, so he wanted to talk. He's a talker.
Well, why don't you coordinate that? Just send him an email that you're available at whatever, and then he'll hopefully be available. He's an artist. You've got to be creative in how you deal with him.
Well, I'm an artist, too, so that could be tricky.
Well, then you should. Exactly. You are actually an artist. You're fabulous. I love what you do for me.
Thank you very much.
All right, so take it away. We'll be back with more information that you can use to make your life better today. Maybe it'll be Howard sharing it. Maybe it'll be one of the other folks here at the event sharing their information. But I promise you, we're going to have some great information. We're going to talk about the real estate market here in South Florida with some of South Florida's experts, bringing you the insights you want so you can make your investments today. Wanda, it's all yours.